you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
Every single day. Why? You're going to make sure you stay connected to the true vine. You're going to make sure that a day doesn't go by to where you're not worshiping your God in prayer. Why? You staying connected to the true vine. You don't want to dry up. You don't want to backslide. You want to stay in the will of God. So you got to make sure that you're maturing, or you are a mature young person in God, to where you are giving God quality time in worship, in prayer specifically. Because if you pray, you're not going to faint. See, when you have a tight connection with God and you are maturing, when things attack you, you're not going to let it overcome you. It may get you and shake you and catch you off guard, but because you're connected to the vine or the true vine, you're going to fight. You're going to fight with how you think, how you talk, and how you act. You and I, we got to fight. I got to fight to stay in the will of God. And when I fight, I got to fight a good fight of faith. I don't need to be playing around. Sometime I may have to call a fast. Sometime I may have to just encourage myself. I may have to speak the word on my life, but I'm going to do whatever I need to do so I don't be disconnected. How many are understanding what I'm talking about? You have to fight to stay in the will of God, young folk. You have to realize that your adversaries, your enemies are not playing around. When it comes to our adversaries, enemies, our flesh, demons, and folk that don't like us anyway, we got to fight. I got to make sure I stay connected to my God. And I don't allow myself, what I'm going through, or anybody else to get me out of the will of God. Why? I got a good connection. I got a good connection. And one thing I love about the Lord, even though sometimes we are connected to him, we have a solid relationship with him, sometimes we get weak. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we give place to our enemies. But the one thing I love about our God is that he will help us. I said he will help us. Let me show you some things about Elohim, or about God, that the Lord dealt with me that I want to speak about before I deal with the meat of the text. Y'all with me? All right, let's go to Daniel 6 and 16. And again, we're looking at some qualities of Elohim, or our God. Daniel 6 and 16. New King James Version reads, "So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel," look at how he talked about Daniel. Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. See, Daniel knew that God was a deliverer. He knew it so much that folk could look at his lifestyle and say, I know the God you serve gonna deliver you because you worship him continually. Daniel had a tight connection with God. Are y'all still with me? So we need to understand that when we have a tight connection with God, he gonna deliver us. He gonna bring us out of whatever has the advantage over us or whatever we are dealing with in life. God delivers his folk. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers them out of them all. All I need you to do is make sure you're focused on staying connected with God. You may be struggling with some things, but you have got to be like Jacob, and you just got to fight your way through it. And understand that God has already given you the victory through your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You may be down right now, but you ain't going to stay down when you are connected to God. He is going to make sure that you have the victory. I'm getting excited right now because I'm going through things in my personal life, but I'm still praying. I'm still trusting him. I'm still hoping. I'm still believing. So I know that victory is mine. Why? I'm still connected to Elohim. And there's some young folk in here right now. Whatever you're going through, don't lose your connection. Don't you lose your connection and cast away your confidence. Don't you lose your connection and you get weary in well-doing. You got to make sure no matter what you go through, you keep trusting the Lord. Why? He's a deliverer. He's a deliverer. Woo! Let's go to Mark 10. Let's look at some other or another trait about our God or Elohim. Now, Mark is in the New Testament. And so God, in this particular verse, it has the same meaning as the Hebrew word Elohim. Y'all still with me? All right. Let's look at this. Mark 10, 27. I'm getting excited, but I got to slow down. But Jesus looked at them and said, with men, it is, help me, impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. I said, with God, all things are possible. When it comes to our God, all things are possible. You don't have to keep living with the condition that you're battling with right now. Why? Because all things are possible with our God. Man may say you may live with that, but not God. It's possible for things to change when you're dealing with God. Matter of fact, the things that we see, the Bible teaches that they are temporary. But as long as I stay connected with God, I open up the door for change. I open up the door for possibilities. Lord, today could be the day that you do what you said in your word. All things are possible with my God and with your God. I said all things are possible. Our God is a deliverer when we serve him how? Continually. Man, I thought y'all would be more excited. Maybe this verse is yours. Let's go to James. Maybe this your verse. Because them two verses got me happy. Look at James 4. See, you... when you're in a relationship with somebody, you need to know him. Am I right? Yeah. We need to know that he's a deliverer. We need to know that all things are possible. Look at another trait of God. James 4 and 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists who? The proud. But gives grace to the humble. God gives grace to the humble. God gives grace. Grace. God will help us. God will be merciful. We can go before the throne of grace, and we can get some help in the time of need. Pastor, I'm just depressed. If you humble yourself, God will give you grace. God will help you. But Pastor, I'm dealing and battling with things concerning my sexual identity. Humble yourself, and God will give you some grace. But Pastor, I'm in need of some things naturally and financially. Humble yourself, and God will give you and I some grace. I need grace. What about you? I need grace. I need his mercy, and he'll give it to us. Why? We're connected to him. All we have to do is just humble ourselves. Lord, what do you want me to do? And he'll give you and I some help, divine help, grace. Grace saves, young folk. Grace will bring you and I out. Grace will protect. And some of us, we've been experiencing God's grace because you connected to him. In an accident, things should be worse, but grace. Lord, have mercy. Behind on some things in your life, but ain't lost nothing. Why? Because of God's grace. You connected. But how many know there are higher heights in God? We can always improve when it comes to our relationship with God as young people, right? So what have we learned about our God? The Hebrew meaning of God, or one of the meanings of his name, is Elohim. That means God is supreme, right? But what else did we learn about our God? If we continually serve him, what will he do? He'll deliver us. If we humble ourselves, he'll give us what? He'll give us grace. But the main thing I want us to learn as we go back to Psalm 48, or the Lord wants us to learn, is in Psalm 48 and 14. The psalmist reveals something that he knew about God. He knew God would do something. He knew God was faithful. And we need to know that God will do some things in our life. And that thing that God will do in our life is guide us. Our God will, help me, guide us. In not just one aspect of life, but in every aspect. Now, God, in this verse, the one thing I want you to know that it means, that I want you to leave here with, it means that he will plainly point out. When God guides us, he is not about confusion. He will plainly point out what we should do and what we should not do. He will plainly point out what will help us and what will hurt us. He is not a God of darkness. He is the God of light. He will plainly point out what it is we need to think, talk, and do in life. He'll plainly do it. And what's so sad is that there are many young people, don't get mad at me, that do not allow God to guide them in the way he desires. There are young folk at this church and beyond. There are preachers, parents that do not allow God to guide them the way he desires. And one of the primary reasons is because the individual really does not trust the Lord wholeheartedly. Only go so far. But see, if we're going to allow the Lord to guide us, young folk, we got to trust him. We got to trust that God know what's best for us. How many in here, if the truth be told, you know you need to do better at letting the Lord guide you? Just be honest by a show of hands. All of us all of us. Even though we may be on different levels, I know there are some areas in my life I need to do better in. So we all need to be paying attention this morning. We all need to be making sure we got ears to hear what the Lord is saying. Because he's telling us plainly, look, I want to show myself strong in your life by being the one that guides you in every aspect of your life. And the psalmist said he'll do it. He will guide you, even, he says, unto death. When you get in trouble, guess who can guide you while you're in the trouble? God. When you're dealing with hardships in life, guess who wants to guide you when you have hardships? God. When you're trying to level up and make a come up, guess who want to guide you to make that level up? God. But we have to allow him to do it. We have to allow him to do it. Even when it comes to natural things, you want to improve your credit, guess who know how to get you there? God. If the earth is the Lord's, everything we see and God is able to manage it and keep it in control, surely he can help us get our credit right. Everything in the planet that God created was good and is operating according to his desire. Surely he can help us get ourselves together. Am I right about it? Yeah. I want to guide you in your marriage. I want to guide you in ministry. I want to guide you with that gift that I placed on the inside of you. I want to plainly point out what you should and should not do. Even when it comes to your money, even when it comes to your feelings, even when it comes to this, that, and the other, God wants to guide us. And again, if we're going to let him guide us, we got to trust him wholeheartedly. What the proverb writer say? Y'all read it with me here in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Read it with me. Trust in who? The Lord. Help me out. With what? All your heart. All of your feelings, all of your choices, all of your perception. Trust me. And then he says, and don't do what? And do not lean not to your own understanding. Verse 6, finish strong. In all your, let's try that again. In all your, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I will guide you in your business if you trust me and acknowledge me. I will guide you in your career if you trust me and acknowledge me. Whatever we put on the table, remember, he Elohim. He can guide us. I love how he said, even till death, he'll guide us. So, in the remainder of the message, we're going to learn how God guides his people. Now, I don't want you to get immature and say, well, I know how God guides. Remember, there are higher heights and what? Deeper depths. You can be on a level but have not mastered that level of guidance the way you need to. So wherever you are, always remember, I can do better. I can do better as a minister, a pastor. I can do better as a parent. I just need to make sure that I remember he wants to do it, and I need to tap into what he wants to do and let him do his job. Because I have messed up myself because I didn't let God guide me. I have messed up myself because I let the wrong folk guide me. And some of you've been there like me. You have messed up yourself because you didn't let God guide you. Or some of you like me, God was guiding you, but then you stopped following him and you got off track. So let's look at how God guides his people. Let's go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Are we understanding? All right. Okay, I got First Lady and Sister Vanika. They understand. What about the rest of the congregation? Y'all, are we understanding? All right. Psalm 119, 105. Lord, I'm in Proverbs. All right. 105. Your word is a help me lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Try it again. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God guides us through his written word. That's what we need to learn from this verse. God will guide us based upon his written word. That means if God gonna guide me, I need to be knowing or familiar with his word. Need to be familiar with his word, young folk. If you're going to play a video game, you need to be familiar with the moves to make. This button do such and such. This button does this. And you only learn that by either looking up the instructions on the internet or reading the instructions that came with the game. In life, the moves that you need to make are going to be based upon God's word. In life, the moves we need to make are going to be based upon God's word. So that means you and I have to study to show ourselves approved. We have to be familiar with God's word. We need to be knowing what God's word says about different subject matters. The Bible talks about how in the first century church, you know what they did? They searched the scripture, the Bible says, daily. When they heard things, they went right to the word to see if those things were so. And so that teaches us in life, young folk, before we go along with somebody, agree with somebody, we need to know what does the word say. What the word say about this right here? Before you get involved with being a lesbian, what the word say? Before you start smoking, what do the word say? If you're a liar and you continue to lie, what do the words say? What do the words say about dealing with depression? What is the remedy for depression according to the word? One psalmist said, a good word will make it. Will solve an anxious heart. You know what depressed folk need? The word. They need to hear a word coming from an anointed vessel of God so depression can just leave. Good God Almighty. I need to know what does the word say so the word will guide me. I ain't going to argue with anybody about tithing and offering. I already know what the word say. I ain't got to argue about that. I ain't got to argue. I ain't got to sit up here and say, such and such rapper says such and such about such and such. I ain't got to go there. All I need to do is go to the word and let the word be a light to my feet and a lamp unto my path. Just a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I just need to let the word guide me. But you know what's jacked up? There are many young folk, they do not get in God's word the way they should. They don't do it. Won't do it. Will not discipline themselves to get in the word. But will find time to be on social media. Will find time to play video games. Will find time to go on dates, sleep, go to work, but will not take time to get in God's word. Won't do it. Pastor can even give them assignments every week. Say, look, read this right here. You know a song? They won't do it. They won't do it. Nothing from nothing equals what? Nothing. So if you're not putting the word in you, there's no way when you leave the church that you staying connected to God. It's no way. Look at somebody say, no way. No. We have to abide in the word. And so when enemies come your way, whether it's through yourself, demons, or your peers, you ain't going to have nothing to fight with. You ain't been putting no word on the inside of you. It's just like a young person that's on a team that don't go to practice, and they just show up on game day. No. You got to put in some work. You have to work out your own soul's salvation. We got to make sure we're spending time in God's word. Whether it's getting in that word, reading it, whether it's listening to a message and getting it in our spirit, these are things that we need to do as Christians. If I'm a child of God, I got to do this. Ain't no way around it. God ain't changed. This is what I got to do. Got to put that word in my heart and hide it there. Why? So I don't sin against God. I'm going to tell you something. If you start putting the word in you, when you get to being tempted, when you get to going through things, you know what's going to pop up out of you? The word. You know why? Because God's word, the Bible says, is alive. It's alive. God's word will talk to you. God's word will tell you, you need to do this. You don't need to do that. God's word is alive. How many right now say, yeah, I got to do better? Come on. Where you at? Let me see. Just be honest with it, because he wouldn't give me this message if it wasn't for the house. We got to do better, right? You set aside in leadership to whom much is given, much is required. You sure enough need to be in the word. You a musician on the praise thing? You sure enough need to be in the word. Pastor, elder, minister, and not in the word? What? Are you serious? You've been in church since you was 5 years old and you ain't in the word? You ain't in the word. We got to be in the word, young folk. We got to be word folk. I said we got to be word folk. Ready to talk about the latest movie, but can flip the script and talk about the most recent message. Got to be word folk. I said we got to be word folk. Don't want you looking at the pastor and he's saying stuff and you just saying, amen, that's right. No, you need to be so in the word that even if a preacher or an angel get to teaching something contrary to the word, you be like, hold up, that ain't right there. That ain't what the Bible says. You got to be that type of young person to where if you go to your church or somebody else's church and everybody, yeah, preach it, and the preacher say something, you be like, hold up now. That ain't Bible. And in the day of social media, when you on TikTok, YouTube, and all these other social media, and everybody preaching, you need to have the spirit of discernment and be familiar with God's word so what Elder Leeks was talking about earlier doesn't happen. You are not deceived. You're not deceived. I was reading this particular book this week, and the writer of the book was a preacher, and he had a sentence in there that says he never has trials and tribulation. He said, never. Now, it was a good book. He was rolling. The book was making good points. I said, man, this is some good stuff. And he was talking about how he was happy all the time. And he said, he never has trials and tribulations. I said, well, he missed it on that sentence right there. Because if you righteous, you're going to have some trials and tribulations. I don't care how anointed you are. You're going to have some trials and tribulation in this life. So I knew right there. I said, well, we ain't going to pay that no attention right there. Why? I'm in the Word. I'm in the Word. We need to be in the Word, young folk. I like something that I heard Bishop say a couple of weeks ago. We shouldn't put anything before the Word. Not no game or nothing. I said we shouldn't put nothing before the Word, right? Sunday is the Lord's Day. We come to His house and hear the Word, right? Am I right about it? And if a game going on, I can't make it to the game. No, I got to be at God's house. That's the Lord's Day. Now, if the game starts at 7:30, I might can make it if we ain't got no another service. But I'm about that Word. What about you? All right, let's go to John 16:13. So what's one way God guides us? The written Word. God will never do anything contrary to His Word. Ever. Him and His Word. Matter of fact, God is the Word. And so when you have feeling, I feel led to do such and such. The first thing you need to do to back up that feeling, we need to make sure it lines up with the Word. Okay? All right. John 16:13. Y'all read it with me. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has what? Come. He will, help me, guide you into what? All truth. Now look at the text. The Spirit of truth, or the Holy Spirit, will guide you. The second way God guides us is directly. The Holy Spirit will directly speak to you. Yes, He will. If He's dwelling on the inside of you, He's going to talk to you. And He's going to tell you what you should and shouldn't do. Look now, you need to come out this. You ain't acting yourself. He'll talk to you. Look. He'll tell you spiritual things and natural things. Look, you need to be a blessing to so-and-so. He'll guide you directly, personally. Look, you need to listen to that person. Look, you don't need to listen to that person. He will guide you. Hold on for you do that right there. Just wait. Look, you need to hurry up and do that. He will guide you. He'll tell you, you know you need to study. You know you're slacking off on your books. You know you need to study. He will guide you. Look, you need to get that oil changed. He'll just tell you. You know you need to clean that car. He'll tell you truth. He'll tell young folk. He'll tell you, look, you know you're spending too much time with so-and-so. Look, you know you don't need to be alone with so-and-so. Y'all human, you got these feelings. Look, you don't need to be alone. If y'all gonna do stuff, make sure you always got somebody around. He'll guide you and I into all truth. He'll tell a sinner, you know you need to go to the altar. You know you need to get saved. You know you backslid. He'll talk to you directly. And it ain't gonna be no audible voice while you in your car. He just call out your name. It ain't gonna be like that. He'll speak into your conscience, your spirit. Yeah. He'll do it. He'll guide you and I into all truth. He done told me before, look, you tripping. You straight tripping. You know you've been taught better than that. He'll just tell you things that's going to get you delivered. How many know that's what truth will do? Truth will deliver you. And then sometimes He'll bring things back to your remembrance. Remember I told you, you need to pray. You done stop praying. And you in the predicament you in because you done stop doing what I told you to do. And then you just be like, Lord, I repent. I turn. I get back to praying. And then I get stronger or better. That's it. Bottom line. He gonna guide you directly. He'll guide you. You ain't got to be all spooky and deep about it. Thus saith the Lord. No, he going to talk to you. He gonna guide you, young folk. He going to guide you. He'll tell you. He'll tell you things that you don't even know, but you just need to obey him. You just need to obey him. Why? He knows everything. See, we mess up. We try to know. We want to know everything, but it ain't for us to know everything. It's for us just to follow. Let him guide, and we follow. Okay? What's the second way? How will he guide us? Directly. That's why it's important to make sure you have the Holy Spirit, young folk. Being saved is wonderful, but it's not enough. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so he can guide you in life. He can plainly point out to you on a daily basis what you should do and what you should not do. And I love the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit done told me before, just leave certain folk alone. Just look, you done told them, just leave them. Leave them alone. Just leave the person alone. And part of me be wanting to help the person, but I know the Lord just said, look, leave them alone. It's just like this week. I'm going to share something with you how the Holy Spirit guided me. So this week, I was praying. And Wednesday, the Lord dealt with me about a particular person. Told me I needed to have a conversation with this particular person the next time I saw them. Saturday came, Saturday morning. And the person that the Lord told me to talk to, they called me. And they told me, they said, you know, I was praying this week about a particular situation, and I was led to come talk to you. And I told the person, first thing I told him, I said, look, you know one thing I like about you? I said, you got the Holy Spirit. I said, I have been praying this week, and I was going to get with you the next time I saw you, so let's talk. And we ended up dealing with a particular thing for like 45 minutes. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And when we finished the conversation, we were both happy. I felt the presence of God. It was wonderful, and gave God the glory. He will guide you into all truth. But it ain't always been like that. There's been times where the Lord told me to do stuff, and I didn't do it. And then I'd be like, Lord, you told me to do it. I should have listened to what you said. Now, how many have experienced both of those before? The Lord done told you to do and you did it, and the Lord told you to do and you didn't do it. How many have experienced that before? But see, God will speak to young folk like that. He'll guide you. It was the Holy Spirit that told Daniel to keep praying. Why? He guided him into all truth. It was the Holy Spirit that told those three Hebrew boys, Daniel's friend, look, don't worship no other God. Guided them into all truth. But see, Judas didn't listen to the Lord. He didn't listen to the Spirit of God. And instead of him listening to the Lord, he went out doing what he wanted to do and ended up committing suicide. Isn't that a mess? Had the Lord with him, guiding him, but did not want to. Didn't want to listen. See, that's why Paul said, do not quench the Spirit. Whenever the Lord is telling us to do something, young folk, guess what? It's in our best interest to do it. Or you're going to find yourself in a mess. Are you listening? But I want you to leave here knowing God will direct you in life. Because you won't always have your parents or your preacher around. No, you're going to need somebody that's going to be with you until the end of the ages. And you know who will be? The Holy Spirit. He'll guide you. But the Holy Spirit gets vexed when you keep doing things the way you want to do. He gets vexed when you don't acknowledge the Lord and allow him to direct you. He gets vexed. You think he's sitting back happy? And you going through and you ain't even asked God how to come out. You ain't even considered the Lord's ways. You just doing it the way you want to do it. You think God happy with that? No. And then you come around and call him Lord. He ain't Lord. Not the way you say him. Let him do what he was sent to do. He will directly guide you. The last way. What are the first two ways? He'll guide us based upon his written word. He'll guide us directly. Let's go to Psalm 73 and verse 24. Look at this. 73 and 24. You will guide me with your counsel. And after, receive me to glory. But the first part, you will guide me with your counsel. God will guide us with counsel, indirect knowledge and understanding. God will indirectly guide you and I. He'll use someone else. He'll use someone else. I was talking to a young person this week, and they were asking me about some things, and I could have just had the whole conversation. I told you. They didn't listen. And so now the person was in some trouble. And the person kept telling me, they said, yeah, I knew when I talked to you, you were just going to say, you told me. See, God will use your parent. God will use, of course, his prophet. But we have to be so conscious of God, young people. Lord, if you use somebody like my pastor or a parent to tell me something, I'm going to listen and obey. I'm going to listen and obey because he will guide us with his counsel. And there are a lot of people that want to give you counsel, but the best counsel is divine counsel. Knowledge, understanding that comes from the Lord. He will guide you with his counsel. I can listen to my pastor's message on a CD or on the podcast and get counsel and know what to do. I can go back and listen to a message while I'm up here, God use me, and I'd be like, oh, I didn't know I said that, and get some guidance or some counsel. But at the same time, young folk, you can go out and listen to one of these worldly artists, and you can get some counsel. They'll tell you exactly what it is not God wants you to do, but demons and fleshly desires want you to do. You're going to get counsel from somewhere. You're going to get counsel. Are y'all listening to me? Whose counsel do you want is the question. Because sometime in life, young folk, you're just not going to fully know what move to make. And you're going to consider someone's advice. Understand, God will guide you even indirectly. And I love when he does it. However he chooses to do it, I'm grateful. So understand something. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. But sometimes God will use different people to give you divine counsel. And when you get it, as long as it lined up with God's word, put it in action. Are y'all feeling me on this morning? Yeah. It's time to let God guide us, even in greater measures. Young folk, we gotta let God do what? Guide us. And he will do it based upon his written word, direct guidance, and indirect guidance. And he'll do it right where we are. How many grasp and understand the word? No need to fear, no need to worry. You got Elohim. You got God going to tell you exactly what to do. and his counsel is sure. Whatever he tell us to do, it's going to work. Am I right about it? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for the teaching on this morning.
Yeah, yeah. You say you're searching for happiness. This the way to go. You say you want peace. This the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live. This the way to go. The show. 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 This the way to go. The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.